I would like to ask you about some questions related to the Scandinavian Institute of Comparative Vandalism. First about the production of the images, then later about the use of the images, in particular in the Situationist times. And then finally some more general questions about how you perceive the project as a whole. So maybe you could... I'd be interested to hear when you were... Because you traveled a lot around with Jorn, Franceschi, and sometimes Ross. Is that right?
I don't know if Ross was... If I traveled with them, with Ross...
No,
I'm not
maybe,
sure.
But could you tell us a little bit about how you went about? Did Jorn instruct Franceschi all the time as to what objects to photograph, in what way they should be photographed, from what angle, and so on and so forth?
Actually,
how was the procedure? What was the procedure
the
like?
The first one was in Normandy.
Yeah.
And it was a sort of dérive. Apart from the very strict and very well-known abbeys and the big churches, it was looking at a map where there could be a small Roman church from Roman time, and then looking around if there were any graffiti, and then just finding them. I mean, it was sort of... well, being detectives, and each of us were looking, and of course, deciding which were photographed. It was Jorn. Mm.
Did you photograph them themselves at the time before?
That's what I don't remember. I think probably I did some, but I had such a little camera.
But Jorn, he ever photographed?
No.
Was there a lot of discussion about how the photographs should be made? I mean, discussions about lightning, technical issues.
No, I think all those were without lightning. They only most of them were in the outside, and then of course inside the churches were the, what do you call it, dove fonts.
Yeah. Mm.
And they were very much looked at, and then of course all the beams and all the hats that were present, and that was in Normandy.
Yeah.
And there was a lot, and we all the time found... I mean, it was like archaeological research, but then in a different way. And I personally didn't know anything about graffiti until the first ones I saw.
Mm.
I did know about the little... Well, instructed also by Oscar about the Bronze Age sculptures and motifs and so on. I mean, all the things which were... not in churches, but in museums.
Yeah.
But Franceschi didn't know anything. I mean, he knew what had been in museums because he was a museum man. So it was really Jorn who taught us how to look and what to find.
Yeah.
And I was very keen, so I found a lot because of, well, fresh eyes.
Yeah. Do you remember having any discussions at the time about the role of photography in the project of the SISV?
No, that I don't remember. Well, of course there were discussions how to have the best photography possible.
Mm-hmm.
But as the technician was Franceschi,
yeah,
it was left to him, I mean, how to make the photos, as far as I remember. Yeah. Not how to make, practically how to make the photography. I think Oscar left it to Franceschi.
Yeah.
But what to make it off,
yeah,
that was his and my choice.
So your feeling is that...
Well, my choice. It was I found them, and then I said, Oscar, is that a good idea? And then I was very proud when I found some of the best, you know, this skeleton with holes and eyes.
Yeah.
Of course, it was big fun finding them.
Yeah.
And this was always the whole day... doing that and traveling around like we did yesterday. I mean, very much driving around. You know, as Oscar didn't have a driving license and I was not supposed to drive.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Perhaps that was because I was born. But I don't know. And I don't remember anyway. Franceschi was driving also all the time, so he had to do
the machines.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. So in the evening, the discussions were at dinner.
Mm. Yeah. Yesterday, I think you referred to the group as detectives on a derive.
Yeah, but it was a bit like that. The next voyage, the next journey was in Spain.
Yeah.
In winter. 1962.
Yes.
And that was very much detective work. And there, the problem was, I don't know if that is within your subject, but the political problem, which, it was Franco time, and it was a very strange thing for Oscar to go to Spain during Franco.
Exactly, yeah.
And also to me, Franceschi didn't care a bit, I think. I don't remember, but anyway, it meant that that's an anecdote, that at breakfast in one hotel where we were staying in the middle of we only went in the...
North. Yes.
The whole north.
Yes.
I don't know, up to Burgos.
I think you started in Barcelona and then you went up to the Basque Country. And,
yes. Yeah. And at some point... At breakfast, I mentioned in French the Civil War and was talking about Oscar's role in the Civil War. I should never have done that because there were people sitting next to us. And I was very naive, but also very stupid. And I had dropped my serviette. And one of the guys came up and gave it to me and said, "Voilà, madame, voilà, mademoiselle," showing that he understood French.
Yeah.
From that moment on, during the whole journey, we were followed. And really followed. I mean, really realizing being followed. And of course, that made it even more detective sort of work.
Spies.
And it was very funny and very very disagreeable.
And this
but we got through. And in the end, I just finish this anecdote. Yeah. In the end, I had a pneumonia during the travel, and that was very awkward. I didn't realize it was a pneumonia. It's only after I discovered. So Oscar said, "You know what? We give you all the roles, all the film roles, and you go and stay a week in a hotel on the beach, and we go to Paris, and you come a week later." Very clever resistance man, as he was. So I got the whole lot.
To smuggle the negatives out.
And I had to smuggle them out, and I did it by bus. And, of course, I was taken at the... I don't remember where I put them, but I put them... Somewhere, I think in my boots or something like that. I mean, it's really crazy. And I got at the frontier, I got taken out, and they were asking me questions. And I said, I just had all that. I've got a very bad cough, and I was at the beach. And they didn't find anything. And I took them. Then I went to Bordeaux. And stayed in a nice hotel and had very nice food and took the train to Paris with my role. I mean, imagine, 1962. It was like that in Franco land. And they never found anything.
And this group of spies traveling around Spain, did you have a plan before going as to what you were looking for? Or what you wanted to document?
Yes, he knew he had planned which churches and buildings. And at some moment, we met the painter, a very good friend, Antonio Saura, and which was a fantastic meeting. In the middle of a cathedral, suddenly I heard. Then I said, "It's Saura walking here." I said, "It can't be possible," because he had a leg, a wooden leg.
Wooden leg, yeah.
Yeah, that's a stick. And then it was him. I mean, look at. Absolutely mad meeting. No, it was very much planned.
And
he was also interested in the subject, so he did it on his own credit.
And can you say something about what you were looking for? Because I don't think the photos that were taken in Spain were ever used.
They were not, yeah.
Maybe here and there.
They're used in situations times.
Yeah.
I don't know which issue, but I used quite a lot. Well, almost the same thing which we've been looking for here.
Yeah.
It's actually everywhere. it's always these monsters, these devils, and these the let's say as pagan as possible images in the churches.
And did you feel that you were collecting evidence for a certain argument, about a certain archaeological argument? Or?
Well, in a way, it was the argument, yes, sure, that there had been, probably in the Visigoths and in Spain, had been traveling. I mean, there had been people traveling all over Europe and the north of Africa, not really considering now that they have been traveling even further into the east, etc., because we only could do one part at a time. And to prove that the images are exactly the same in Italy, in Spain, in Portugal, wherever you go, as they are in Germany, Holland, wherever.
So this is the comparative part?
That's the comparative part. It's really to start the comparative... start to show the comparative imaginaire, I mean the images and the facts in a way. It's the interesting is that this facts are then there because you can show them.
It's interesting that the project would start outside of Scandinavia. It would begin in France and Spain rather than
why?
Well, because it was this, you know, Scandinavian Institute of Comparative...
Yeah, that's, I mean, that is, in a way, a joke. It started as a complete joke.
It's a joke, but it's also a fact that the one of the planned outputs was the 10,000 years of Nordic folk art.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that is not a joke.
No.
And that folk art is there is the fact that this folk art is not only Nordic, but spread... all over the world.
Exactly. This is why I think it's interesting.
It really deconstructs
the whole narrative about...
also logic, because we were living in France.
Yeah.
I mean, the three of us.
Yeah.
And Spain is...
And I think maybe the occasion for going to Spain was a specific exhibition that took place in Barcelona in 1962.
Yeah.
At the museum, some museum.
I don't know where it was. Burgos?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think so,
yeah.
If I remember well.
Yeah.
And then my starting in Barcelona, because we wanted to see Gaudi.
Yeah.
Of course we all wanted to see Gaudi. I mean, that's obvious. Look at Almisola. And I was very happy to see Gaudi. Yeah. I was very disappointed when years later with Tom I saw Gaudi, because then it had been established.
Yeah.
Suddenly the park and the cathedral, mainly the cathedral, became something... like a cathedral,
yeah.
Not like a piece of art. That's very, that's another thing,
yeah.
Which is very strange.
I think it would be interesting now to talk a little bit about the use of the images that were captured.
Yeah.
Because the Situationist Times,
yes.
Which you edited, was one of the primary places where the where the images were used.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the logic.
Could you talk a little bit about that? How you used it, and because I think you made a very peculiar use of the imagery.
Is there any imagery? I don't know. I just asked.
Maybe
if I could. I mean,
When did you begin? Do you remember when you began using the images? Was it already in the third issue?
No, no. Do you have the white one?
Yes, it's over here.
Then we have a look. I think there's some graffiti in the white one. I mean, it's the same moment that we started. There are lots of them here.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Facsimile. Okay.
In the yellow.
Yeah. Okay, first page.
Yes. Yeah.
Graffiti.
Yeah.
So it was. And these. Now, these are out of the book. Yeah, but that's what I meant. At once, I mean, how should I explain? You know, you're together. I mean, then I say, could you pass me that image? And probably the first sheets were done at a picture service. You probably saw that.
Yeah,
what's that? Picture service in Paris. And I just went with Oscar having a look through what I wanted.
Maybe you could describe a little bit about your method or the
My
way
method.
You not only the images from the archive of Scandinavian Institute of Comparative Vandalism, because you used a lot of other sources as well.
Yeah, you can say so.
Can you? Could you explain a little bit about the concept and method of this?
Well,
sets of
actually,
images?
The concept somewhere there's I write there how I did the concept here in the first issue, which is not on the subject of the trial against Spur. So one and two are completely different from this. Is the first one where I'm going into the theoretical topological thing, because that is one thing, but then we go very far.
No, but
that the topological thing, the situological issue, never was really accepted by the international situation. I mean, it was accepted, but not had not been given form. So, in a way, I said, okay, let's do it with situationist times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it did fascinate me. Well, that's... So then I just started explaining to myself, probably more than to the public, what was topology in a simple way, and made all these drawings.
And what was topology to you at the time?
This.
Yeah.
The Möbius and the ring and the Anton Lack. And so I just draw. I mean, these are drawings which I made. And then I took images from everywhere.
Mm.
And these I just copied by hand. And then, of course, there were these fantastic photographers which were showing the same thing, which were showing also in topology, in mathematical books. So this is the comparative thing I did, in a way, in the Situationist times. But all these are hand-drawn.
Did you do this in collaboration with Jorn, or was this your own project?
It was my own project. Of course, he entirely agreed.
But if I'm not mistaken, I think that when the sections with images from the SISV was presented at the Statens Museum exhibit, I think they were presented as Jorn's work, so to speak. Did you see that? It was on the tablets. There was this vitrine with the Situationist times, and there was this one tablet with the scans of from the Labyrinth issue and this issue, I think. And it was presented, I think, as Jorn's selection. So this is why.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken,
I can't,
yes.
I can't imagine that they would do that, because that would mean. I mean, of course, it's not Jorn's selection at all.
No.
Definitely not. He wasn't even there when I made it. I made it in Rue Charron, but it was printed the typography of the whole thing was made in Engelhof. No.
Yeah.
No way.
No. How would you get access to the images? Would he send them to you by mail or?
No.
How would you get
by mail? Mail didn't exist. Or you post.
Snail mail.
No, of course not. I mean, just, as I said, in Paris, there was this pictorial service where the sheets went to, and then I went together with him, and we went through the sheets, and I said, I would like to have a copy of that, and that, and that, and that. And that all the time.
So it was all part of, you were in part of the...
Yeah, I mean, we were together,
you know?
I mean, so it was more practical than...
But would it happen that you would ask Franceschi to photograph this or that, or to look for this specific kind of motive?
But not at this period. But then, of course, I found this image, and I knew about this language. Actually, I made with potatoes. I made potato hair with comparative. And...
Yeah, but it's
fine. Should we go on? Because everyone's
ready. Please. Yes.
And...
Just a little bit more.
No, but I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
So that is comparative. That's what I did and what I learned also. And that's a photo Franceschi made.
Yeah, it's from the trip in Spain, yes.
Yeah. So the trip, that's what I want to say. The trip in Spain was used in the Situationist times.
Yes. Did you feel that your way of handling these images was different from yours?
Not at all. Completely, like, I mean, after all, the base of everything to me was Kulthorn and what he made.
Yeah.
But this is really full of images of...
it's packed, yes.
It's packed. Mm. And in a way they were the Leidrad. What's a Leidrad? I mean, the thing from which I could make the comparative issue of topology.
Yeah.
That's a graffiti, which is a beautiful one.
Yeah, it's from Normandy.
It's Normandy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you see, and then I, of course, looked at the Arabic. I mean, I was just researching within a way some of the images as base, but also, here we go again.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely packed with it.
And following up on this question about the use of the images,
yes.
I wanted to discuss this this anti-copyright ethos of the Situationist times.
Yeah.
That all reproduction, deformation, modification, derivation, and transformation of the Situationist times is permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain a little bit about that? Why you?
Well, that was a text which was in the International Situationist.
Yeah.
In the magazine of the International Situationist. I thought it was very, very good to have everything free. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, with the permission of, at that moment, Franceschi, of course, he didn't have to give any permission. I just thought if I free the thing of non-copyright, I can get everything without paying.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because if you go to the archive of the SISV, you'll find that every image has been, every photograph, every print has been stamped with a copyright stamp of the SISV.
Has that been done? I have been wondering about that.
Yeah, it was done at the time.
It was done at
the
time.
It's the specific stamp from the...
Of course.
I'll show you the...
But that, I think, was because of Franceschi. Then the thing changed, and the mentality.
Is this the copyright stamp of the SISV here?
Uh-huh.
And every print has
been
stamped.
Yeah, but I think that Franceschi insisted.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting to have this.
And it wouldn't have been Jorn.
It's interesting to have this. It adds a very crucial dimension to the story about how these images have been handled and the way
the
question
mentality.
About the property.
Yeah, the property
question.
The mentality of how to. I mean, it's not like Jorn.
But apart from...
But I mean, I was not paying or anything for them. This I would like to use.
So this is the colophon
of
the
my colophon, where I explain my... We did it in Arnhem too,
mm-hmm.
where I explain what it is about and how...
In issue 5, yeah.
Not only. No, it's about all the situations.
Yeah, but it's the... I'm just referring to it, so it's on the recording.
Yeah. And
the recording
I think
doesn't see.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Do you mind if I do it like that?
I don't.
This horrible, fucky... And to me, it's very important that it is there, this non-copyright thing,
yes.
today. But it also means that this happens.
Yes.
I mean, that's a consequence.
And now you're pointing to the Boo Hooray the logo. Yes.
Yeah, of course. That they just use it the way they want to.
Yeah.
That's why. But also, it's possible. When he asked me to have a facsimile made, I said, of course you make a facsimile. I mean, there are no rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have asked me, publishers have asked me to make reprints,
mm-hmm.
mainly, what's his name, Berbi, Alaya in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, fine, just do it, but make a facsimile.
Mm.
And then they didn't dare to because of all the rights.
Mm.
I said, but there are no rights. Yes, but all the photographers participants and all that will ask money.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they can't.
Mm.
I'm the editor and publisher.
Mm.
And they can, but they can't get
them.
They can.
Yes.
I mean,
but they won't.
If you think like that,
yeah.
Nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen. Yeah. And that is a bit that might have been the struggle with the SV, that the stamp made that things didn't come out.
But I think
very, very possible that that was the prohibition sort of thing.
Still, it's very interesting to have this story of with the Situationist times in the light of what's happened later with the SISV images and the whole controversy.
Yeah, it's funny because I never considered, even considered it until today.
Really?
Then I think I've got all these, I mean, that's only one issue. And this is really fantastic. When I saw this, it's a poster, I thought about this. I mean, it has to be in your mind. Mm-hmm. And of course, I asked, could I have this picture? No problem. Never. Of course, that would have been a bit funny. That would be a problem with me. But on the other hand, if they were so strict as they stamping them in 63, this 63, they were not yet stamping them, I think.
No, I'm not sure when it started.
Yeah, that's interesting to know.
Mm.
This is one.
Yeah.
I think it might be. You might have a date on some of them.
They are dated. It's part of the structure of the stamp. You're supposed to add the dates and the name of the photographer. Sometimes it's Franceschi.
Here you have the Gog, the Gog Magog, which I. This is the real text, and that's the fake text.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's more Henry.
Mm?
Sorry. That's not for. Here you have my text next to the. This is the real text.
Mm-hmm. Is there a big difference between them?
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is super interesting. Maybe just to close it off, I would like to ask you, how did you perceive the whole project and concept of the Scandinavian Institute of Comparative Vandalism?
You mean the whole project?
Exactly.
But I was not. Do you think that I was participant of the whole project?
No, but I think that you had a lot of conversations and you were part
of
a lot of the...
Yeah, a lot of traveling.
Yes.
A lot of traveling.
So if you could explain your understanding of this project...
In a way, I think it was so big a project, and so utopian in a way, that you couldn't imagine the whole thing being done. It was in the head of Oscar, in a way. But then while traveling and doing the work and being there, it was so enjoyable that you sort of forgot about 25,000 pictures that were going to be made. You didn't know that it was going to be like that. You know, it was a little bit the snowball thing we were talking about yesterday. That you start and you discover one thing, and through that you discover the next one. And through the traveling, the comparative fact gets more and more important. And there you are, and you are... looking for more and more and more, and there's in a way no end. I mean, no one knew that there were going to be that much, that many, and even less how many, and how many countries and how many churches. I don't think anything had been written as a form or
a disposition.
A script of what has to be done, and then cross it what has been done, and it didn't work like that. It was very intuitive, and that made it so beautiful.
Mm.
If that is an answer.
It is. And what about the name? How did you understand the name, the Scandinavian Institute of Comparative Vandalism? Can you explain?
I think everything is okay with the name apart from Scandinavian, because that gives a limitation.
Mm.
It should have been the Comparative Institute. The Institute of Comparative Vandalism, without being Scandinavian, although if you say that all the culture, in a way what you said yesterday, this north-south thing, which was a hang-up of yours, that's for sure, but that culture not only came out, and that's a hang-up of mine, of me too, came out of Roman Christian culture, but also of Scandinavian, and combined and has been Christian and Byzantine. I mean, which is Christian, of course, too. But the Jewish, Muslim, Christian religious were together, but also other pagan religious were involved, and that I think the text has it with the last thing on the megaliths. You see very clearly here around that it is a combination. And of course, this combination, which is here, is exactly the same in Portugal, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the comparative. Yeah. And it comes out, perhaps it is, there is a truth that it has been for a big deal the traveling from north-south and not the other way around as was in the 50s, 60s, still the archaeological...
hegemonic idea, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because of, well, many reasons of Christianity.
And what about the Vandalist component of the name?
Because of the Vandals. Simply, I mean, that's very much Jan, because the Vandals were not berserk like the berserkers. Like Oscar said, they were no Vandals. The Vandals were a people that traveled and that spread around. That's why the Vandals, and not Vandalistic Vandals.
But still it's called the Institute of Comparative Vandalism, not Comparative Vandals.
Ah, yeah. No.
And I think it's ambiguous. On the one hand, you can...
That I must say, I can't answer. I think that's a little of a mistake. Should have been of the Vandals. But still, there is a joke in it. I mean, please don't take it as serious as it turned out to be.
And it began with the graffiti, right?
Yeah. And
graffiti...
It's
the very definition of vandalism.
Yeah. Later on, of course, in the 70s, it became absolutely.
Mm.
I mean, this sort of graffiti, the art, new urban art graffiti, did not exist, of course, when we did the research.
Mm.
Or did exist, perhaps, on. Of course, it existed, but not as an art yet, not as a recognized art. Let's put it that way. It's street art and things like that. But on the other hand, you could say the idea was very avant-gardistic and very early to use it as art, which he did, or archaeology, but in a way, of course, it's an aspect of art.
Mm.
It's because he recognized it as folk art, which is art.
Mm.
I think it's wrong to call it folk art, I think.
And why do you think it's wrong?
Because it's... What is folk art? I mean, it sounds so Boy Scoutish. I mean, it's just art.
Mm-hmm.
Made by people. And not by artists.
Mm.
But I mean, look at Valka Monica, look at all the grots. That's all. You can't say that's folk art.
Mm.
In archaeology.
Mm. I think it's interesting, because on the one hand, if we follow up on the... or take the name literally, you could think that it's about comparing different vandalisms.
No, but then you get to another subject.
Yeah.
I mean,
but there's also a sense that the whole project has a vandalist ethos to it. And maybe that comes across, that is even more striking in a publication like La Langue Verte de la Cuite.
Yeah. There it becomes, yes.
And where it's about comparing in a vandalist way, maybe.
Yes.
In a way that sort of vandalizes the established academic ways of comparing different visual cultures.
But then it becomes a philosophical issue, in a way, more than a practical. And on the other hand, you could say that in the beginning it was just a practical joke which became a practical issue. I think.
That's where it'll put.
Shall we end there?
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, there is this jokey part about it. But if you analyze it, of course, it's perhaps the wrong title for it.
Okay.
Because it's too restricted.
Mm.
It should be more in the open. You're right with this vandalism. Wait a moment, is it in Danish, vandalism?
Yeah,
it is.
Scandinavian Institute for Sæmmelin
Vandalism. For Sæmmelin Vandalism. Yeah, they are also vandalism.
And in French, there are two different names. They have vandalisme comparé and vandalisme comparatif.
Yeah, comparatif and comparé. And there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And that is strange because we, the situationists, of course, never believe in ism. We'll get some fights with Jacob if he says once situationism today. That's another one. Because there is no ism. Ism means that it is a recognized group.
Mm.
And that is, there is something wrong with it. You're right with the title. But I mean, what to do about it? You have to change it. You guys.
You can do it.
Could we just very briefly discuss the tongue book as well? Because you mentioned something interesting yesterday.
Yeah, but the only thing is that...
Oh, we have plenty of time. And I have a single question.
Yeah. Because you mentioned yesterday that Claude Lévi-Strauss would come for the launch of the book, which I found interesting. Could you
Interesting when Oscar told me he's going to come.
Yeah.
Hey, that's...
Did you speak with him?
Yes.
At the launch, yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, very socially, of course. Mm. What he said, he thought it was marvelous. I mean, it was some... It was meant...
And he already saw the book at that time? He had read the book, or Lévi-Strauss?
Well, it came out that day.
Yeah?
I mean, it was the presentation of the book. I don't know if he had seen it. Of course, he saw it at that moment.
Yeah.
I think he liked it very much because it was quite different. It was not really an attack, and it was, of course, joking.
So he had a sense of humor.
Absolutely. When you read him, it sounds very dry, but there's also, there's very much comparative in it. I mean, in itself, the structuralism is a sort of comparative
Of course, but I always thought about La Longue Verte as some kind of vandalizing of structuralism.
Oh, no, the idea was to make a persiflage
mm-hmm.
of is that English of structuralism, but it became more than that.
Of course,
it was a sort of complementary structuralism, which came out of it. And what was against the structuralism, if I remember well, I think I had the same opinion, was that it was so restricted. There was so much put into fences by the structuralists, by the episode. And
it was
not
also
the openness.
And also the idea, the central idea of structuralism, that every kind of cultural expression can be analyzed as a form of text.
Yeah.
I think that this
linguistic
model,
yeah.
the linguistic imperialism,
yeah.
so to speak.
And not of form, and not of form.
Exactly.
That's it. And that, of course, form was the thing we were working with, Oscar was working with. When I say we, actually, I mean, in this case, Oscar, but also we, of course.
And were you involved in the production of the...
Partly. Because when was the production made?
67, 68. Yeah.
67. I was very much at the seat. Yes, I was. No, of course I was involved.
Yeah.
I was, of course, I was researching. Surely. I was not involved, which I regretted very much. And I'm all the time thinking what had been happening then. But probably it was this sort of... 68 story in the printing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was, I mean, I was very surprised and was very unhappy that I had not been involved in the printing, as it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, my God, this is fantastic. But then Oscar said, the backside with this Indian girl with all the snakes, that is you. So it's a portrait of you. I mean, of course, that charmed me.
Of course.
And what about the writing of the book? Do you think that was mainly unknown?
Yeah, it's unknown.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the book would be yours idea, and
No, it's collaboration of the two.
Yeah. But for instance, on the cover, only Jorn's name is on the back cover, for instance. So it seems like Jorn was the main guy somehow, that he's the main author of the work.
It's not under the auspices of Collège Pataphysique. Have you got it here?
I think it's here somewhere.
Yeah,
it was here the other day.
Yeah. Should be on the table.
Longue Verte is in this bag.
You know, the point is, you are looking at it in a scholarly way, which I do not in that case. I mean, so things.
So on the back, it's just Jorn.
I never saw this. It's very clever of you. That is interesting. Never seen this. You know, that's supposed to be me. You can see it looks very. Should you make a picture of me?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Please do it.
This is funny.
And where's your tongue, Jacqueline?
Oh yeah, we need the tongue.
This is
beautiful.
I would like to have eyes like that. No, but he said, you know, this is you. Mm. All these men.
Yeah. This is Henrik, Matthias, me, Jakob. Gathering around you.
Messias, yes.
The writing is so funny, though. I think it's extremely, it's hilarious.
That's absolutely, Arnaud.
Yeah.
I've never seen this.
But it's a complete another structure than in the in the 32
binds
of the Soul Guard.
Yeah, but you know all the jokes. That's the problem. Yeah, but I mean, this is so. I mean, the whole thing is a joke.
It's a joke, but it's a joke to be taken seriously.
Mm.
And that is very funny because that's the Situationist.
Yeah.
But of course, it was Oscars. There have only been
the constant
Dalesen. Constant Pinot Galizio on this.
Yeah, and the Signe Gravé as well.
Oh yeah, the Signe Gravé, yes. So this is number 4.
Yeah.
It says number 3.
No, it's a mistake.
Yeah.
I did it all the time, mistakes I made.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what he meant, that it's a portrait of me, but...
There's a certain resemblance.
Who is that? In that case? It's Krishna, but I mean, in that case, I don't know.
Maybe it's Oscar Jorn. I think it's Oscar Jorn.
If he felt like that, it is a bit... submitted. Submuffy likes it.
For me, it's really incredible that the publisher
would
do this kind of book.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they were, you know, Pauvert was
Pauvert
also
special,
is,
yeah.
Yes. That was fantastic.
I'm just
I love this book.
But I think
and it's very much Arnaud. It is really very much like Arnaud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the text. No, the text is Arnaud. No, Oscar wouldn't be able to write in French like that. Absolutely not.
But do you know if he planned similar volumes? Did he plan any books?
No.
Sorry,
I think you can only make this once in a lifetime, more or less.
Yeah.
Mm. At that period.
So not a book of beard pullers, for instance, or something like that.
I wanted to make my wheel book.
Yeah.
I mean, I had broken with the Situationist times with the second issue with Arnaud, staying very close friends.
Yeah.
But I didn't want him. I had a reason why I didn't want him to be longer. I talk about that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, nothing is left for tonight. The reason was actually what he did.
Do you have an audience then?
Do I have strength left for? It's so terrible. I can't look at this.
No, you shouldn't.
I was actually thinking, Jacqueline, perhaps you could talk about this. Not talk about the facsimile version, but we were talking about the copyright issues and everything.
Yeah.
Just to describe your potlatch.
I wanted to show why I didn't want to go on with them. Get a headache. I just passed it. He had a girlfriend, had many girlfriends. And so he put his girlfriend in with a stupid thing like that. I mean, some other stupid things that And then I said, no, I can't go on longer.
Ah, so this was made by his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was a real beast. And I, by then I knew how to make magazines. When you have made two.
Yeah.
I needed his help.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Because he was knowledgeable about all the...
As he knew. Yeah. I mean, he had done two at least with
the of course.
I mean, he's very... He's fantastic.
So what were your plans with the seventh issue about the wheel?
There's so much about the wheel, and I had gathered, actually only the pictures of the SESV. I only had those, and I had just started. Well, to make something like this, but that meant a lot of money needed.
Yeah.
To have it in color too. I mean, there's no color.
Ah, you wanted to do it in color?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to do it like a Langevin.
More or less, of course.
The same method.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
If possible.
Yeah.
Ah, with colored
yeah,
touches.
Yeah, and then
like
have
that.
All the time the wheel.
Ah.
Put out.
And
just
and,
have
and
one color perhaps, but then the wheel through all the texts.
And
yeah.
did you actually
for
color
example,
it?
For example, I'm just thinking now that it's nice to word wheel color. Mm.
And did you
things like that. I'm
did you actually do
that.
It? Did you color photographs? The,
no,
the images?
No, no, I didn't do anything
no.
about it.
No.
So
no,
you
just
have
the
gather
raw,
them.
You have the
just
raw images,
gather
yes.
them.
Yeah.
And there's not much. There's like this.
No.
In the archive.
Hmm.
Yes.
It'd be interesting
that's
to
nothing compared to all the images of the other things.
Mm.
No, no. It would have been a very real big work. But
it's a pity it didn't